Nova.
Everybody give it up.
Smallsies.
Celebrity Small Talk Podcast.
Tonight's guest, you'll remember him from Crazy Rich Asians. He's got a brand new movie coming out tomorrow, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. His name is Henry Golding. I woke up super early this morning to catch up.
Warriors like you.
The always charming Henry Golding.
Join us.
Hey guys, it's Henry Golding here.
That is just the beginning.
Henry, how are you, mate?
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm very good. Last time we saw each other was Crazy Rich, which seems like a lifetime ago. Yeah.
2018?
Yeah. I don't really talk about years. I just talk before COVID and after COVID. So that's just how my life goes now.
Definitely pre-COVID.
Definitely pre-COVID. Wild new movie. Congrats on it.
Thanks so much.
How ripped did you get? Like, there is a lot of shit blowing up. There is a lot of action. What you always would sort of naturally fit, though, right?
I mean, I've always been sort of lean and kind of semi in shape, but not as in shape as I got for this. You know, and the amazing thing was, instead of focusing on aesthetic, it was really focusing on being able to physically do every single thing that you see on screen.
That's so very un-Hollywood. Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you. That's so very
crazy.
How crazy is that? You mean you don't care how I look, you just want me to be able to do it?
Which is probably tremendously more challenging than actually just going to the gym and pumping iron and eating loads.
So much action in this brand new movie. Catching up with Henry this morning, I asked him if he did any injuries to himself with all the karate chopping and stuff going on.
I tore my quad a little bit. I threw out one of like the really tiny annoying muscles in your hip, sort of flexes. And so you can't sort of, I couldn't lift my foot up higher than my knee.
Were you a bit melodramatic, like a Hollywood actor? Like, oh, I can't go on. It's over. I can't shut the shoot down. I can't move, do this anymore.
The show had to go on. So so we stuck it up and like leave it out on there.
Yeah, nice. I have to say congratulations too. You've become a dad since I saw you last.
I did. Yes.
Was it a quarantine baby? Like some people had a quarantine puppy. Did you have a quarantine baby?
Well, I had a quarantine puppy and a quarantine baby. We fostered during, and we thought, let's concentrate on having a baby.
Yeah.
It seems a lot less work. Dogs are a tremendous amount of work.
Hang on, are you telling me kids are easier than dogs? I would have assumed dogs are way easier because like you just can like go out and leave them unattended, but kids,
I think,
you're in trouble if you leave them unattended.
Oh,
yeah, just so you know.
Well, I have one of those Teslas with the sort of the dog modes. So,
yeah, is that a real thing?
Are you
in LA at the moment? Because I've seen that on TikTok, right? And for people who don't know, there's these TikTok videos going around where people leave their dogs in a Tesla.
Yeah.
And then the screen says, don't worry, my human left the aircon on for me.
Yeah, and they have a version for babies as well.
Fantastic. So. I mean, that sounds safe.
This is America.
Yeah.
No, they don't. No,
he's joking.
Elon Musk is going to ring us up. Like, what are you going to say?
All right, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins movie is out tomorrow. Hang around. More with Henry Golding in just a second. We shall talk about the movie Snake Eyes. Let's discuss Australian snakes and how much you know them, yeah? Now, last time we spoke, if I remember correctly, you were a bit of a fan of Australia and a fan of, like, our culture. Like, I do recall we discussed Brown Cardigan on the Instagram account.
I think that's still going, right?
It really is. I'd like to just to quickly apologize. We're not all like everything you see on Brown Cardigan. That is the worst. That is the worst of our country.
I love the videos on the swoopsies. What are they called? The swooping magpies.
Oh, magpie season. That's Australia for you. Anyway, because you enjoy our country, your new movie is Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. I've got a couple of Aussie animal-related quiz questions for you. You ready to go?
Let's go.
Our snakes have heat sensors that help them identify their prey. True or false?
It's true.
It is true. I think all snakes have that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they're out of the nostrils sort of area.
Okay, here we go. True or false, on average, Snakes kill about 500 people in Australia every year. It's a very dangerous country that we call home. True or false?
I would say more.
No, you'd be absolutely wrong. That's a bit of a misnomer. Two people a year die from a snake. It's not nearly as bad as what... It's a bit of an anticlimactic story, really, isn't it?
You'd be like, there's me thinking that like everything out there is trying to kill you.
Yeah, there goes the idea that you can just walk to your letterbox and to get taken out by a snake. Right?
It's in the letterbox.
That's it. And last one, we have a spider here called a daddy long legs spider. It can grow to the size of... like a baby. Is that true or false?
The size is false. The name is real.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, we have a daddy.
We used to have them in the UK, and we used to sort of, I mean, this is terrible. As a kid,
yeah, you pull the legs off.
You used to pull all the legs off, and they used to be just little wriggly razor.
We're going to pretend that that doesn't happen.
Child abuse, animal abuse.
People
are going to
look at us and go, what animals are they? Hey, mate, congrats on the movie. Thanks for chatting. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Stay safe in quarantine. Take care.
You've been listening to Smallsy's Celebrity Small Talk. Yes. Follow Smallsy on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Or listen live to Smallsy Surgery. Weeknights from 7 on Nova.